So I know it's last minute, but I was hoping to have the apartment to myself for a while tonight. Are you sure you don't mind? It's kind of a special occasion, or at least I hope it will be.
You're the best.
So, once you're off work, do you think you can come by long enough to help me with something? I know I just asked you to let me have the apartment for tonight, but I want to show you what I have planned and get a male perspective. I really don't want to screw this up, and I trust you. Thank you so much. I promise I'll make all of this up to you.
Sounds great. See you then.
Okay, you can do this. Get it together. You can do this. I hope this works.
Oh, hey. Whoa, be careful. I know, the candles are sitting everywhere. They're for tonight.
Is the sight of me in this tight blue dress really knocking you off of your feet? Or is it because you never see my red hair down and curled?
Both?
Oh, good, thanks.
Oh, really?
I love the leather scented candles, too. I had no idea they were your favorite, but I didn't ask you here to come by just for an opinion on my candle aroma choice. I really need your help. So I've invited someone over, and I really want to take things to the next level with him. I've been trying to drop hints for a while, but he just isn't getting it. So I guess I'm going to have to be more obvious. You are my oldest friend, and I know you'll tell me the truth. Maybe you could give me your opinion on my plan? I don't want to go to all this trouble and then him not like it.
Yay! Okay. So give me your hand and follow me.
Go slowly. The candles do smell wonderful and are so romantic, but I don't need you tripping in the dim light and injuring yourself while trying to help me.
I was thinking I could invite him to sit down on the couch over here while I go and get the surprise I told him about earlier. So go ahead, sit down. There, all comfy?
When I walk behind him to go to the bedroom, I'll stop right here behind him and lean close, just like the...
Oh, sorry. Is my breath tickling your neck?
I'll have to remember the breath on your neck obviously has an effect. Might work on him too. But the reason I want to lean closer is so I can take this tie, which just happens to match the silky blue of my dress, and slowly wrap it around his eyes like this. And I'll whisper in his ear something like, "I really want this to be a surprise, so be a good boy and keep this blindfold on. Put your hands under your thighs and don't move them until I tell you to. I'll be right back."
Well, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it.
If you're gonna tell me what you think, you gotta play along.
That's better. Okay, don't move. I'll be right back.
So do you think I'll have his attention yet?
Good. I really want this to be memorable.
Anticipation builds so much more with the loss of sight, don't you think?
What you want most may be at your fingertips, but you wouldn't know it. I want the senses to be heightened so his presence has the full effect.
I want his hands under him so it will be completely unexpected when I place his gift right in his lap.
Well, based on the bulge I feel, I've got your attention.
No, don't move yet. You're telling me what I need to know. From here, I was thinking I could lean back, gently stroking the back of his head, and slowly untying the blindfold as I place my head against his shoulder, maybe very lightly grace his neck with my lips,
and whisper to him to close his eyes until I tell him to open them. Do you have them closed? Okay, no peeking. When I tell you to open them, give me your honest opinion. I trust you, so please let me know what you think. Okay, open. What do you think? Do you like how the color of the tie I used as your blindfold matches the dress I was wearing? And since I took the dress off, do you like how it matches the panties that I'm wearing right now? Or have you even noticed the tie, since it is draped between my bare breasts? Well, maybe if I wiggle my hips in your lap just a little, I can bring you back to reality. Please, say something. Anything. You're just staring at me with those beautiful eyes that I've wanted to look at me with love in them for so long. But I have no idea what the emotion is behind them. Let me just climb off of you and kneel right here. Spread your legs just a little so I can get comfy. Your hand on my cheek feels so good. So warm and right. But you still aren't reacting. I've wanted you for so long. I dreamed about being your girlfriend since we were kids. But you just never seemed to pick up on the signal. Maybe you aren't interested. I'm a big girl if that's the case. I'll stop right now. But if the hard cock I'm freeing from these jeans is any indication, you don't want me to. It's a beautiful cock. I can barely fit my hand around it. And the pre-cum beginning to form under my thumb tells me you may want this as much as I do. Let me taste you. I want to show you how I feel. Your hands playing in my hair feels so right. Your thighs tensing each time I take you back into my mouth. That little grunt with each flick of my tongue up your shaft. It all says you want this. But you still haven't told me how you feel. I'm begging you, please tell me what you think. This was all for you. I'm for you. There is no one else. Oh, God. Your mouth on my jaw, kissing down my throat. Please kiss my nipples. Wait, why are you stopping? So now you notice the tie? Oh, I've dreamed about this. You leaving a trail of hot kisses down my stomach with your lips, across my thighs, and back over my trim pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, your breath on my clit is giving me, shivers. Oh, please use your fingers. I need everything you want to give me. please, don't make me grab your ears to pull your lips back up to me. I have to taste myself on them now. Oh, baby. It feels like I was made for your gorgeous dick. Oh, sweetheart. Here. Let me wrap my legs around you. Oh, so you can get deeper. That's it. Oh, hold me against you. Oh, with those beautiful hands on my ass. Touch anything. I want to feel you everywhere. Oh. I need you stretching. Oh, and feeling all of me. Darling, I need to tell you something. Oh, you know I'm not a virgin. But I've never had someone come inside me. I just always knew you would be my first for that. Oh, please. Oh, please come inside me. Be my first. And hopefully my last. I only want to share that with you. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, I'm right there. Oh, God. Oh, please fill me with your gum. Come with me. Come with me. I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, please don't move yet. Stay here on top of me. Inside me. Just for a bit. Let's just enjoy each other. I can't believe that you've loved me all of this time. Sounds like we have some lost time to make up for. And yes, the tie is for you. Unless you like it better on me.